This is Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Well, the IHSA is partnering with Midwest Dairy in a special event that's coming up on November the 18th at 4 p.m. It's called a live virtual dairy farm tour. And one of the student moderators in this is Rockridge High School senior Desiree Reed. So what an awesome opportunity. So Desiree, tell us a little bit about how you got asked to participate in this and what's going to go on November the 18th with this virtual tour.
So I was asked by Mrs. Hassan to participate as a student moderator in this tour. They wanted someone who was involved in agriculture and FFA, so I ended up being chose to participate in this tour. So my job during the tour is to basically help moderate the tour and ask questions from the audience. So during the tour, we'll have comments on Facebook. So part of our job is to ask those comments that people are sending in. We are also administering trivia questions throughout the tour. So we are in charge of asking the questions and then later on giving the answers to the questions too. But throughout the tour, there's several different stops. We'll see the calf barn, the free stalls, the milking room, and just different parts of the dairy farm.
Well, that's great. And, you know, getting the opportunity to kind of represent both Midwest Dairy and the IHSA, that's kind of a pretty neat opportunity. What about that? I mean, you know, you're representing IHSA, a big student organization, and you're representing Midwest Dairy Farmers. This is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was definitely shocked when I was asked to participate in this because it is a big opportunity because it's two very big organizations that I'm moderating for.
And how important do you think your FFA experience is in handling this opportunity?
I definitely think that it's important because I have certain knowledge that about the industry and some of the techniques on the farm of making sure that I'm asking questions that most people who aren't in the industry wouldn't know to make sure that I'm helping spread knowledge about agriculture.
That's a great way to approach it. Now, are you a dairy farm kid? You live on a dairy farm or not?
No, but through 4-H, we've actually have gone on a dairy farm tour. So I wouldn't say inside knowledge, but I have at least been on a farm and seen what they've done before.
All right, great. And then how many other student moderators will there be on November 18th? And have you had a chance to meet up with any of those representatives?
So there will be two other moderators on the 18th, and actually just this Tuesday, we had a dress rehearsal is what they called it over Zoom, and we ran through like a practice round of what we were going to be doing on the 18th.
You're all ready then. That's awesome. All right. So you mentioned 4-H. So we'll segue to that conversation now. So when I learned you were going to be the student moderator, one of the student moderators in this event, then I also learned within a day or two that you participate on a 4-H hippology team in Illinois that participated in a national competition and finished second, which is so impressive. So tell us about, for those people that don't know what hippology is, tell us a little bit about that and, you know, just the impressive second place finish at this 4-H competition nationally.
So hippology translates to the study of horses. So during the contest, we have a stations phase where it can be anything from leg anatomy to tack to breeds to just general management of a farm. And you have 15 stations and you have 2 minutes to do each station. and then you rotate to the next. There's also a written test phase, so they have, it's usually 150 questions, and it's, you have an hour to complete, and it's just the same kind of questions of any management, nutrition, breeds, anatomy, it could be anything. And then there's also a slides phase, which is basically like the written test, but it's projected on a screen and it has pictures that you have to identify certain things. And then the last part for the national contest is a team problem. So we all had to work together to answer some kind of question. So for example, at nationals, it was a farm management question. So there was different management issues that the farm had, and we had to talk about how we correct those issues. And overall, competing at nationals and getting second, I was really impressed because we had only met in person three times. Once when we were competing to try to make a place on the team, then we had a day that we were at Champaign practicing, then we competed at Quarter Horse Congress as a team, and then the last time we met in person was at Nationals itself in Louisville, Kentucky. But other than that, all of our practices were over Zoom, so just being able to compete that well at a national level was really cool.
Yeah, and to finish second, you're competing against the best of the best, you know, throughout the whole country. So to finish, you know, at that high a level, what did that mean to you?
It was definitely cool, because that's going to probably be the biggest contest I will probably ever compete in. And it was definitely cool, especially since my teammate Olivia Charles ended up being the grand champion individual score. So she got first out of the whole contest. So that was really cool.
So your love of horses goes back how far?
It goes back to second grade is when I first got into it. So I haven't been doing it my whole life, and I actually didn't start competing in the contest until sixth grade. So I've only been doing it 6 years, where a lot of them started and when they were eight, as soon as they could.
And all the kids on the team, the 4-H Hippology team, they're mostly from this region. Is that right? And then how many kids are on the team with you?
Yeah, they're all from this region, and there's four of us on a team.
All right. And again, finished second at the National Hippology 4-H competition. So Desiree Reed is a senior at Rockridge High School, and again, will serve. This is a cool opportunity on November the 18th. Midwest Dairy and the IHSA, they're teaming up for a live virtual dairy farm tour, and Desiree Reed, one of the three student moderators. Desiree Reed, keep up the good work, and thanks for chatting with us today.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor.